I think the number one thing was the fact that going into this year, I know the motivation that Sheffield has after the last couple of years that they've had. They're a motivated club to get back to where they were. And for me, it was a new opportunity, a new challenge, something that was different. And sometimes you need something to reinvigorate where you're at. And I can tell you right now, I'm excited. There's always that energy that you have whenever you take a new job that you want to jump right in and do the best you possibly can. And I think having that feeling was something that I was looking for.
It's quite a short turnaround. Tell me how the deal came about with the owner, Tony Smith.
Well, last week, once Ryan got released, it was a situation for me that I thought there might be an opportunity there for myself. It was something that I hadn't planned on, hadn't expected. But, you know, once I knew that the job was open and I was able to find out that they would be interested in me, then it was just a matter of putting the numbers together, making sure that double-checking the budgets and everything like that.
And what are his expectations of you? Has he set out goals or targets or a certain amount of time to deliver silverware? Because obviously the Steelers this year finished trophyless, missed out on going to the playoff weekends. Has Tony had that conversation with you about what he expects from you?
We both want the same thing. No one's going to put more pressure on me than I'm going to put on myself. So whether or not Tony wants to win one trophy, two trophies, I'd like to win five trophies in a three-trophy season. I'd like to win the Gardner Conference, even if we're playing the Earhart Conference. So to me, the expectations, I know them. I knew what I was getting myself into. Now it's just a matter of going out and doing the work.
The Steelers fans will have seen you on the bench when Belfast are playing here. What kind of coach are you in the dressing room? What kind of management style do you have? What are the trademarks of a Doug Christensen team?
Well, I think the first trademark is discipline. We try to make good decisions consistently over the course of a night, over the course of a season. And those habits are formed in practice. Obviously, preparation, I think, is something that's absolutely vital. I think that to me, our players are going to be prepared. They're going to work hard. They're going to be smart. And hopefully, we'll have a team full of guys that are physical, they're driving the net, they're competing and defending their home ice, and obviously getting into that road warrior mentality that has been so successful for us in Belfast and really change that culture. And if we can bring that here where you don't lose on the road, that would be a real good start.
And you'll know certain members of the Steelers squad, obviously, from your involvement with Great Britain hockey and that kind of thing. What do you think of the current crop of players that you've got here?
I think a lot of players are outstanding. I think that the Sheffield Steelers are a very good hockey team last year. They beat us handily a couple times. They were big, they were physical, they were strong. You know, there are changes that need to be made, and those are changes that we'll make. There are players here that I think would be great next year.
Have you already got people in mind to bring in? Have you already got targets, people that are certainly on your radar?
Well, there's definitely players that are on my radar, but one of the things that I've done the last few years, and it's something that we'll continue to do, is we're going to be patient. It's not about signing guys. You don't win anything in May. You don't win anything in June. You don't win anything in July. It's what you have when you start the season in August and how that team comes together. And that takes time. Rome wasn't built in a day. We need to make sure that we know the marketplace. We'll be a little bit more diligent, a little bit slower in pace in signing players than what probably fans here have been before. But it's part of the process, and they have to realize that it's a matter of really making sure that no stone is unturned and making sure that we get the absolute best value for money and we get the right players.
So how soon could we be looking before you make your first addition?
Sometime between now and the start of the season.
You're not going to be any more specific than that?
Sometime between now and the start of the season.
Obviously, your role with GB, does that alter now that you're with the Steelers, talking about kind of time off or kind of splitting time between one club or the other?
I'd really try to compartmentalize it as best as I possibly can. I try to be, when I'm with GB, solely GB, and not worry about anything else. And then obviously when I'm with Sheffield, be solely with Sheffield. Of course, this weekend, we've got a couple days between games, in which case I can hopefully get some work done, get some balls rolling in the right direction. But it's important for the GB players to not think that I'm just standing over their head trying to poach players and trying to do all that. Am I trying to build relationships? Absolutely. But I'm not just trying to build relationships for the Sheffield Steelers. I'm trying to do it so that the Great Britain national team can progress and get to Pool A next year. So I think that those are things that I try not to do, because that's not productive for the team to have players, you know, constantly trying to worry about me. I think it's a matter of just them being themselves, me being myself. And after the tournament, we decide that this is where we want to be and that's where they want to be. Then that's great.
But it doesn't hurt that time that you've got with those kind of players and the potential GB boys, does it?
Unless they all hate me. It doesn't hurt. But no, I think we've built some outstanding relationships, and I do think that continuing to develop those relationships is a good thing.
What do you feel the main weaknesses of the Steelers squads are at the moment? What areas do you need to improve?
Well, I think obviously last year they suffered a little bit in goal scoring. That's an area that can go out and help them. You know, Joey Talbot scored a lot of big goals for this club, and those big goals helped him win a lot of games. But he didn't do it alone. He had a lot of other players, whether it was Legui or whomever else. He had a lot of players who could help him. We're going to need to make sure that we go out and get some top-level offensive players. We're going to make sure that we continue to develop the culture of the team. I think that that's an area that we can improve, trying to make sure that we're doing things the right way. And if we can do that, I like what we can put together.
One guy on the Steelers roster that you'll be very familiar with, Scott Champagne, obviously a former player at Belfast. Is he a player that's still part of your plans?
Scott Champagne is an outstanding person. Really enjoyed coaching him, but I think that it would be best for Scott to find another spot. I enjoyed coaching him. I think he's a great person, but probably right now different directions, but it's best for him.
And some of the players that are on two-year contracts, are you looking to keep them on?
I'm going to reach out to all the guys who are on two-year contracts. I'm going to speak with them. Hopefully they all want to come back. Obviously the Sheffield Steelers have made a commitment to them, and that's a valuable commitment.
And obviously this has been a season that's been utterly dominated by the Panthers. They've won 7 out of the last 9 available trophies. What do you need to do to stop them being successful next season?
The Nottingham Panthers had an outstanding season. They are extremely well coached. They have an outstanding collection of individual talent that really came together as a team this year, and they deserve a lot of credit. But that was last year, and now it's about hunting them down, catching them, and passing them. And we need to make sure that we have a team that's going to be able to defend, because any Corey Nielsen team is going to be able to score goals. But we're also going to have to be able to score goals against them. And we're going to have a team that can compete in those matches, because you know as well as I do that the Sheffield Steelers and the Nottingham Panthers are going to go head-to-head for a lot of championships next year. Mm-hmm. And that's a matchup that if we can win, hopefully there'll be silverware here.